I finally figured out which button to push. Well, we want to praise the good Lord.
Wait 1 minute.
Go ahead.
Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, holding up the man that drove the spikes in his hands. That's how much he loved this man, and that's how much he loves us.
Amen. We want to praise the Lord. Being in the house of God on this Lord's Day, Sunday morning, a little shy right there, me and Brother Donnie. We was led to believe it was going to rain, and disappointed that it didn't. But I did read in the Bible, God does send the rain. Yeah. Sends it upon the just and upon the unjust. And thank God for the rain.
Yeah.
And He can send it in season, or He can withhold it. And sometimes when God's trying to get people's attention, in Amos chapter 4, God said, I withheld the rain.
Yeah.
He knows how to get people's attention. And then sometimes God can send too much rain, like what they got in Florida. They got like a foot in an hour. They just run off the bridge. It looked like waterfalls. And God's in charge of the weather. Me and Brother Donnie was talking about how man predicts it, but only God can produce it.
That's right.
But good be in the house of God today. A little drizzle outside. But it's dry in here, amen. We don't want it to be too dry. And we just want it to be just right. We want to go to the Lord in prayer. We've done prayed a bunch this morning and all throughout this week. We want to go to the Lord in prayer.
Yeah, I remember Brenda Holland this morning. She's getting much better. She said she was up in the kitchen. She's on a walker now, but she was up in the kitchen doing some stuff. And I told her not to do too much.
That's right. Well, we come to you this morning in Jesus' name, just thanking you, Lord, for the privilege, Lord, to be here. Lord, to be in the land of the living, to be in the family of God. Lord, to have the peace of God.
Yes.
Lord, to have the joy of being saved is so wonderful.
Yes,
we pray this morning, Lord, for Brenda Holland. Brother Ed mentioned her that she failed and she's on the recovery. And Lord, we're so glad you healeth up our wounds. Lord, you're the Lord God that healeth us. You pour in the oil and the wine. Lord, you carry us till we can go again. You put us up when we need to be put up. I pray for Brother Donnie's stomach this morning. Lord, he like me getting old, having tuck and roll. We pray for him, God. You'd give him some help with that stomach.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, for his daughter, Chelsea.
Yeah.
Lord, his granddaughter, her daughter. Lord, we pray for her, Lord, little,
Rosalie.
Rosalie. Yeah. Adeline, little Adeline, Lord. We pray for little Adeline this morning. Done prayed for her once. We want to pray for her again, Lord. That
yes,
God, you'd help her, Lord, with her stomach. She's having some issues with her stomach. We do want to pray for little Rosalie. Also, Father, little Rosalie Faith. Bless, I pray, them. And,
yes.
And Lord, we pray, Lord, for Brother Mitchell, Sister Phyllis.
Yes.
Brother Mitchell said Phyllis fell again. And Lord, she's just not doing no good. And we know, Lord, that in you we live and move and have our being.
Yes.
You're the Lord God that healeth us. You're also the Lord God that helps us, Lord.
Yes.
And help Phyllis, Lord, I pray. And help Brother Mitchell, Lord.
Yes.
We pray for his sister, yes, Bessie, Lord. Lord, we just pray that you'll help Bessie, Lord. Lord, help her, Lord, to quit smoking. Help her, Lord, to find residence, Lord, somewhere, Lord, that she can call home. We pray for her, Lord. Thank you for taking care of her. Lord, I pray for Sister Brenda Goth. Lord, she's still recovering, Lord, from her shingles, I think. Maybe poison oak. We pray for her, Lord. Pray your blessing upon her. And I pray for Sister Joanne Smith. I pray, Lord, Father,
yes,
for all of those, Lord, struggling. I pray for Sharon and Sybil. Pray, dear Lord, for your children, God, today. Lord, if we're able, I pray they'd have it in their heart already. Lord, to come to the house of God today and give praise to the one that gave them the week to enjoy.
Yes, Father.
Lord, as I was coming up here, I saw a man in the rain trying to hook his boat up. Lord, that used to be me. That used to be me, Lord.
Yeah.
No matter whether it's raining, snowing, Lord, unfit a day to go fishing, I was still determined I was going to go, but I'm glad I'm determined now to go to the house of God.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I followed Sister Vonnie up here, Lord. What a blessing that was,
yes,
to know we was both headed to the house of the Lord to give praise and honor and
yes,
glory to the one that loved us and gave himself for us, Lord. Bless our efforts, Father God, here today. our country, Lord, it could sure use your help.
Yes, Father.
I wish you'd open their eyes, Lord. I wish they could see their sad condition. I wish they had eyes to see just how it's become in the land of the blessed here in America, Lord. You raised this country up, Lord, it done so good for so long. And now that leaven, Lord, has crept in, Lord, and corrupted, Lord, the land, Lord, it was so blessed of God. And we know, Lord, your word says, righteous exalted the nation, but sin's a reproach to any people. Your word says, when the righteous run authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. Lord, help, I pray, this country, Lord. Help it to get its eyes back on you. Help it, Lord, to turn its heart back to you, Lord. And God, I pray, Lord, it won't be long that, Lord, that'll be so. And if not, Lord, come get us, Lord. I've had enough.
Yes.
Lord, my soul's vexed. Lord, just seeing, Lord, our young people being swallowed up. Lord, in this living, this wickedness, this corruption, lies being told and lies being peddled and believed here in this country that used to stand for truth. Lord, we just need your help today. Bless our efforts. In Jesus' name we ask it, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we're in Exodus chapter 13. We just had a short lesson last Sunday. It was Easter Sunday. And we finished up chapter 12. Wrong bookmark, Brother Eddie. We're not in Kings yet. We're in Exodus chapter 13. And verse 1 here, ending up chapter 12 here, it noticed the last verse. It said, the Lord did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies.
Yes.
And there were, let me see, I'm reading two different Bibles, and I could have been found this if I was in the one I studied at the house, but it told how many there were, just men alone. Let me see if I can find that real quick.
Yeah.
And not counting the children. Well, come on, Eddie.
Was 40,000, wasn't it?
Hold on a minute. I just read it, but I'm reading two Bibles. Got one of my daughter's. It's large print. And I do study it a bit. And I know, you know, you kind of know where everything is on the page, amen. Well, stumbling here.
What about verse 40? Is that what you're talking about?
If not, that's how long they were there.
Okay, go up to 37.
There it is, 600,000 on 600,000 on foot that were men. That's the verse I was looking for. Thank you,
right.
Brother Ed.
Yes.
But not counting children, not counting women.
Yeah.
There's 600,000. The Lord says here that He brought them all out. He said He brought out of the land of Egypt by their armies. Of course, Egypt is the place of bondage. And they're coming out now. They're free. They're not slaves no more. Boy, I'm glad I'm free. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Whom the Lord sets free, they're free indeed.
Right.
But here, Exodus chapter 13, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, you know, that one verse says so much. Not only did God speak, but Moses listened. You know, today we got cell phones, and most of my spam calls anyway.
Yeah.
But before we answer, we look to see who's calling. We want to know who we're going to talk to. And here the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whatsoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast, it is mine. Now the Lord making a reasonable saying here, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, it all belongs to God. But there's a reason in this. God wants Moses to know that they're His. And He says this in verse 3, "And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand, the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall no living bread be eaten. This day came ye out in the month of Abib." And that's April. Now, Moses here says, remember this day. April 27th, 1988, an old drunk. Mm-hmm. I mean, a fit for hell. Drunk.
Yeah.
Cursed. Filthy.
Yes, Lord.
God brought me out. I don't never want to forget that day. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't remember the day. My wife, I asked, I said, what day was that I got saved? And she told me. And as she told me, then I grabbed hold of it and I've held it ever since.
Yeah.
But on that day, there's so much going on that you don't really realize what's going on until later. And then you want to say, what day was that?
Yeah.
And I did. I asked my wife, I said, when was that I got saved? And boy, them women, I'll tell you one thing. Brother Ed was talking about our deacons, said them wives will help them. And boy, they do.
Yes,
Bible mentioned about the wife, said she'll do him good all the days of her life, not evil. But here Moses says, remember this day. You'd be surprised how quickly you can forget. I'll tell you, sometimes I can't even remember what I preached on last Sunday. I'm just telling you, that's where our mind works.
I know.
Brother Ed's talking about he had a lot on his plate, and we do. I was telling Donnie yesterday, back when I was young, my mama would use me. She'd say, remember this number. Remember this address. Remember, I could remember anything. Wasn't nothing on my plate.
Yeah.
But now, buddy, I'll tell you, I can't find nowhere to put it on the plate. Amen? Much less be able to remember it. But here Moses says, remember this day. Everybody or to have a day. I think it's important. You may not be able to remember the actual day, maybe even the actual week, maybe even the actual month, or even the year, but you ought to remember something about the Lord saving your soul.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I wished I could go through it again. It kind of went kind of quick. I was actually expecting it to take longer. But just as soon as I asked the Lord to forgive me my sins, I want you to know, buddy, my condemnation, my guilt left, and the peace of God took its place, and the joy of being saved was so wonderful. I had to go get a look. I had hair back then, and it didn't look like Phyllis Diller. I'll just tell you, just mess, but anyway, I had some hair, and I looked in the mirror, and there wasn't no halo on there. I was expecting there'd be a big halo there. Man, I could tell I had one, but I couldn't see it.
Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
I got saved. Me and my sister.
Take your time.
During the revival.
Woo!
Burton Memorial Baptist Church.
She gets me fired up.
Cemetery Road in Bowling Green, Kentucky. I'm 90% sure it was October 16th, 1969.
Wasn't that good?
Brother Joel Pruitt was the evangelist. Yes, it was very
good. Come in a good time, Rita. We're talking about getting saved.
Ever forget.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Amen.
Like a brand new person.
Yep.
And after I got saved, the devil, it didn't take him long to get on my shoulder and say, you didn't really get saved.
Yeah, right.
I had enough sense. Maybe God gave me enough sense to realize he had never said that before, so I must have got something.
That's right.
So I held on to that little something I had.
Yeah.
And God gave it increase. It kept growing. Peter said as newborns, as babes in Christ, desire sincere milk of the word, you may grow thereby. As newborn babes in Christ, desire sincere milk, you may grow thereby. That's what Rita does back there. She gives them the meat back there. I give them the meat out here. And when they're ready for meat, I'm ready for them.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the great job she does.
Oh,
our children are under attack.
Yes.
And they want them, the younger. They can get them. They want them as soon as they can get them. They want to pollute their mind. They want to, pollute their minds and their bodies. They want to give them, hormone therapy and mutilation and surgeries. And then these children get up some age and they realize they've been lied to. They realize they bought into something that wasn't real. And they take their life. And Rita, you got the first shot at them. You take your time. If nothing else, well, I'm like preach this morning. Nothing else, you tell them. You tell them that they say to those that tell them there's something they're not, tell them to say no.
That's right.
Tell them to say no. Don't buy into it. You tell them, say no. I'm a little girl.
That's right.
I'm a little boy. I'm what God made me to be. Mm-hmm. And they'll lie to them. The Bible talks about, that liar. He's the father of it there in John 10:10 and John 8:44. Hey, he can't tell the truth because he ain't got no truth in him. But he's lying to our young people. But here, they're getting out of Egypt. They're getting out of the house of bondage. Donnie, they may not really even understand the journey, but they're on their way to the promised land. They have a lot of things to deal with between here and there. We'll have a lot of things to deal with. But praise God, we got out of the house of bondage. And Moses here says, remember this day.
Justin's little boy, they were here last Sunday at the picnic, and ever since he was this tall, I'd say...
That's the one with the hair?
Yeah, long blonde hair. I can tell him, come here, little girl, give me a hug. And he'd come and give me a hug, and he loved me. I mean, he loved me with all his heart. We went to the park down here last year in Bowling Green, took him down there to ride them rides and things. And when he got out of his car with his mom and dad, he came back there to the car I was riding. I think I was riding with Kyle. I'm not sure. But anyway, he came back there and he seen me get out of the car and he walked up to me. He said, Grandpa, I want you to know that I'm a little boy.
Hey, man.
I grabbed that baby up and gave him.
Tell him, hold on to that.
Yeah. And I told him, I said, bless your heart, boy. I'm glad you know what you are.
Yeah.
Because they're going to try to teach you.
They're going to try to lie to you.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, it's rampant right now, this lie about your gender. Mm-hmm. Now, they're going to start prosecuting those that resist the lie. I'll be one of them, and you will be too.
Oh, yeah.
If you stand for what's right. But just understand this, Israel is getting out of Egypt. Yeah. And Moses says to the people, remember this day in which you came out from Egypt. I remember the day I got out of my Egypt, amen. Yeah. Out of my house of bondage. It says, for by strength of the hand of the Lord, God got me out. I couldn't get me out.
Right.
I'll tell you, a lot of people, and I don't put them down, but they try to go, the self-help made, the 10-step. I'm going to tell you, I know there's a one step.
Yeah,
if you just go straight to Jesus, you can bypass all of that misery. I'm telling you, He can still set captives free. If you truly want to quit smoking, He can set you free. If you truly want to quit drinking, He can set you free.
Yeah.
If you truly want to get away from drugs, He can set you free. He's the only one I know that can, and He can, and He will if you'll come to Him. And it says here, for by strength of the hand of the Lord brought you out from this place, there shall no living bread be eaten. Their diet changed. Man, I wish I could change my diet. I got up this morning, fried tenderloin. Of course, my wife said I should have soaked it. She said it's too tough. I ate two pieces. I never even noticed it. She ate two pieces, grumbled through the whole thing. But anyway, I just thought I'll fix some fried tenderloin this morning, some biscuits. She didn't like the biscuits needing. They's out of the can. And I ain't about to learn how to make homemade biscuits. I've eaten a lot of them, though I like them.
Yeah.
But anyway, their diet changed. There shall no living bread be eaten. We are what we eat.
Yeah.
I probably got hardened of the arteries. I probably got clogged veins. But I'm not about to change my diet. I'm going to heaven. And I like Brother Epps. I was thinking about Brother Epps this morning. I pray for him all the time. But Brother Epps said, when I get to heaven, And I find out some things they told me not to do was okay, so I'm going to whoop me somebody. But you know, we do need to maybe, if your health is at risk, you might ought to look at your diet. The diet makes a difference in your health. Sometimes you can overdo it either way. But your diet is important. Donnie, he loves fried food. I'm just like him. Yeah. But it comes with a price.
Yeah.
And he tells me I couldn't sleep, woke up with acid reflux and everything else. There's a proper way. Eat the heavy fried food at lunchtime, not at nighttime. Yeah. Eat a light supper. Eat all the breakfast you want. If you're going to splurge, do it on breakfast, because you'll work it all out for the day's over with anyway.
Yeah.
If you do anything at all, and your body will digest it. But whatever you do, eat a light supper. If you're old, if you're young, eat whatever you want. You can get away with it, amen. I get tired of paying the price for it. I don't eat no fried food before I go to bed at night. I eat something light. And here, Moses tells them, this day came ye out in the month of Abib. And it shall be when the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Hivites. They got so many mites here. And the Jebusites, which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee. You know, the Lord swore to us. And it's impossible for God to lie. Jesus said, if it wasn't so, he said, I would have told you. But boy, we got a divine promise of God that we're going to heaven one day. I'm looking forward to getting there. Morning, Sister Sharon. I don't know what it is about this day. Everybody rolling in here, amen. Must be something divine going on today. But here, he says, he swore unto thy fathers to give thee a land flowing with milk and honey, that thou shalt keep this service in this month. You know, God's going to give them this promised land. He'd already promised to give them. Now they're on the way to it. He says here in verse 6, 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and in the seventh day shall be a feast to the Lord. Me and Brother Ed, we're all about these feasts. We know anytime we want to fill this church up, all we got to do is say we're going to have food. Amen?
Yeah.
Not only is the cooking good, but I'll tell you, boy, you talking about drawing a crowd. We were just talking about on them Sunday nights, you know, maybe having some things, you know, trying to get the attendance up and stuff. But here Moses says, 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and then the seventh day shall be a feast to the Lord. I love the feast. I don't like to fast. I have fasted.
Yeah,
I haven't done it in a long time, and I guess you can tell by looking at me, got turkey neck, and I'm way more right now than I've ever weighed in my life, but I did lose 40 pounds fasting for my father. I was convinced he was going to go to hell, and I have to admit, boy, between the choice of eating and thinking about my dad going to hell, they had no problem really at all fasting.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't that hard. I went forever without eating anything, just drinking water only. My soul was burning for my dad. And you know how we do, get a little impatient. And I was expecting dad to get saved just like that. The Bible says the preparation of hearts of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And you know, God's the only one can save anyway, but I was just letting God know I love my dad, letting him know I want him to get saved. And I got a little impatient. One of Donnie's favorite verses, Psalms 27, verse 14 says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, wait, I say, on the Lord, and he'll bring it to pass. Well, I got a little impatient, and here I am fasting. Now, you want to get some prayers answered. Jesus said this kind come by prayer and fasting. Well, I was praying, Bonnie, and fasting, and I got impatient, and I said, Lord, I don't want my dad to be able to eat or drink till he gets saved. And boy, God moved right on there. My dad called me and said, you praying for me? I said, well, yeah, Dad, you know I'm praying for you. He said, well, I want you to quit. I said, why? He said, I can't eat and I can't sleep. And I'm praying that God wouldn't be, my dad wouldn't be able to eat or sleep till he got saved. And I took it one step further. And I said, well, let me ask you something, Dad. I said, if this other way around, and I was going to hell, and I called you and asked you to quit praying for me. I said, would you do it? He started weeping. First time I'd ever heard my father weep. And through a lamentable voice, my dad said, no, but take it easy on me. I ain't ready yet. And 10 years later, I didn't take it easy on him, but 10 years later, Dad got saved. And I'm so glad he did.
Yes.
But here, this here, going to be a feast here. He said, a feast to the Lord. I like feasting, but I need to fast some too.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7, unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen with thee, neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in thy quarters. You know how we sneak around, you know. We all do. Man, I'm telling you. Carolyn sent Dottie some beans, and I snuck around and eat them before she even found out about them. I gave her a few, amen. You know, we'll lay something back, you know, and we got it hid back there. And when ain't nobody around, we'll get it out and eat it, you know, and they'll catch it and say, here, have some of that. But anyway, that's what Moses is saying here. He says, let there be no leaven with thee in all thy quarters. The Bible mentions in the book of Romans, to make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Sometimes you just need to get it out. I remember when I got saved, we emptied the refrigerator out, and there's been no beer or alcohol in our refrigerator since. No temptation at all. Don't have to worry about it. It ain't there. We got rid of it. But some people think they can handle it. Put a rattlesnake in your house, see how you can handle that. It's about the same thing. Sooner or later you're going to get bit. Sooner or later you're going to suffer because you allowed that to be in your house. He says here, neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters. Verse 8, and thou shalt show thy son in that day, saying, this is done because of that which the Lord did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt. You know, you need to pass that torch along. You need to tell your children what great things that the Lord has done. That man had that legion, wanted to follow Jesus. Jesus said, go home to your family, to your friends, and tell them what great things the Lord has done. You want to pass that torch. This generation coming up behind us, they need it more than it's ever been needed. Thank God the ones in front of us passed the torch.
That's right.
They was insistent.
Yes.
Man, my grandfather, I can still remember him coming up there pleading with me.
Yeah.
Horsefly!
Yeah.
I'm praying for you. I want you to get saved. I didn't want to get saved, but he wanted me to get saved. But here, Moses is saying to pass that torch.
You know, you need to be careful what you say about eating Dottie's beans. You know, I'm friends with her on Facebook.
That's all right. At that time, she wasn't doing real good. She was having trouble with her stomach. Said they gave her gas. I said, no problem, baby. I can handle it for you. I don't have to worry about her. She knows I love her to death. I'll do anything she wants and then some. But I did get her beans. I ate them all. There's them white beans and them pinto beans.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Sure, you cook beans, boy.
Yeah. He said, show thy son in that day, saying, this is done because of that which the Lord did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt. You know, I used to pray back in our back bedroom, and I've had my wife walk in on me while I'm praying. She don't care. She just goes out on food. But I had my daughter come in there, and she'd ease back out, Rita, and then she'd open the door and come in there weeping, kneel down there beside me, and I'd just pull up her to me and just keep praying. Have my grandchildren walking on me praying. They need to see that.
Yeah.
They need to know that we need to pray. And the best way for them to know they need to pray is to see you doing it. We're kind of like monkeys. You know, monkeys see monkey do. And they see you praying. Next thing you know, you might see them praying.
Mm.
But he says here, that thy son in that day saying, this is done. You know, my daughter asked me to pray about some things that day. She came here beside me, and we just went right straight to God in prayer for those things. But he says, thou shalt show thy son in that day, saying, this is done because of that which the Lord did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt. There ought to be a difference. I'm going to tell you right now, Psalms mentions Psalms 55, I believe it is, because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. I'm going to tell you, I had a lot of changes. Boy, I had a big bonfire, first of all. Got a bunch of filth out of the house. But my language changed. The guys I was working with, man, they used to hear me cuss. And, man, they was trying to figure out what the heck, what's wrong with him. And I remember old Maze Jackson talking about when he got saved, he'd always curse them mules. And he said one mule looked at the other and said, wonder what happened to him. But, you know, that difference, we ought to show a difference. The world needs to see that difference. We need to have that difference. But the main thing I'm saying is for, he said, show thy son. Our children, they need to see that difference. And you know, if they see that difference, it'll make a difference. Yeah. He said, thou shalt show thy son. And that day, you know, we're pretty bad about smoothing things over. Don't smooth it over. Some things need to be seen. They need to see you reading your Bible. They need to see you praying. They need to see you turning thanks over your food. They need to see that. That absence is one of the reasons I think we're having so many problems today. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, you be ashamed of me. He said, I'll be ashamed of you. But he said, thou shalt show, verse 8, thou shalt show thy son. They need to be showed in that day, saying, this is done because of that which the Lord did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt. And it shall be for a sign unto thee upon thy hand, and for a memorial between thine eyes, that the Lord's law may be in thy mouth. For with a strong hand hath the Lord brought thee out of Egypt. Don't forget, God got you out of your lost condition, got you saved, got you on your way to the promised land. Verse 10, thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in his season from year to year. You know what? It's not a one-time thing. This is something that needs to be maintained. I don't know how many times that I've really, for lack of better words, made a few changes to get back to where I was before I got to where I was it later there, to get back to where I was supposed to be. Here he says from season to year, from year to year, verse 10. Verse 11, and it shall be when the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites, as he swore unto thee. One thing you can count on God to do what he says. Mm-hmm. I mean, we may not do what we say. Mm-hmm. We may say it with our mouth, but maybe not follow through and actually do it.
Right.
But you can count on God. And he said, which he swore unto thee and to thy fathers, and shall give it to thee, that thou shalt set apart unto the Lord all that openeth the matrix, and every firstling that cometh of a beast, that which thou hast, the male shall be the Lord. You see, the Lord spoke to Moses and said, sanctify me, all the firstborn, verse 2, that openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and beast, it's mine. And here Moses is, he says, when you get there, verse 12, set apart unto the Lord all that openeth the matrix, and every firstling that cometh of a beast which thou hast, the male shall be the Lord's. And every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck. And all the firstborn among men, thy children shalt thou redeem. And it shall be when thy son asketh thee in time to come. You know, they got to grow up. But he says, in time to come, when thy son asketh thee, saying, what is this? You know, I like children ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
If you got any sense about you at all, you be careful how you answer them too.
Mm-hmm.
They need to know. And the best place for them to find out is you. Don't let somebody else tell your children something. You tell them yourself.
Sarah's the one that's good about asking questions on
good
Wednesday night, ain't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love questions. I don't even try to get out. I'll take the whole service on questions, even right now. If you got a question right now, that's what I'm here for. I'm on my 20th time reading my Bible. I'm not saying it boastfully. I'm just saying that it's a pretty big undertaking. And a lot of rewards in it, a lot of wisdom from it. But I'd be glad to give you a Bible answer over any question you got.
Yeah, that's right.
He says, "And it shall be when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what is this?" You know, don't discount the questions of your children. Take time. I don't care how busy you are. Lay it down.
Yeah.
Sit down. Take time.
That's right.
Take your time and they're asking this question for a reason.
That's right.
If you don't give them an answer, somebody tell me, what will they do?
Yeah.
They'll go somewhere else.
They'll go someplace else.
That's yeah.
Exactly right.
Take time.
Maybe not get the right answer.
You're exactly right, Brother Ed. When they ask, what is this? Take time. Mm-hmm. Moses says, "I shall say unto him, by strength of hand, the Lord brought us out from Egypt, from the house of bondage." You know what? We're really suffering because of this. But people think you've got to be so old to get saved.
Huh.
I know a man that got called to preach at the age of 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Got called to preach. And they were called. I'm talking about great men of old time. Jonathan, can't think of his last name.
Edwards. Is it Edwards?
Maybe. Yes, he was 7 years old, got called to preach in the bathroom. And they acknowledged it. He's a great man of God. The Lord does the calling, and He does the choosing. You remember that little ruddy lad?
Yeah.
Samuel said, "Well, surely this is him."
Yeah.
God said, "That ain't him." Eliab and all his big elder brothers, big old he-man looking like men. A little old ruddy lad there wasn't big as nothing. God said, "That's him." Samuel may not have understood it. Jesse may not have understood it, but God said, "That's going to be my king right there. Little old ruddy lad." Knowing that David, King Israel, David didn't even really. You know, that's in, I think, 1 Samuel chapter 16, I believe. Next chapter is a big giant down there.
Yeah.
And the next chapter, the little boy, just got anointed king, goes out and takes a 9-foot tall giant down. I'm just telling you, God knows what He's doing.
Yeah, that's right.
15. Was I in 15? Mm. No, I'm still in 14 in it, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Explain to them about how God got you out of your Egypt, out of your house of bondage. Explain to them,
that's right.
The Lord delivered me from my alcoholism. Right. The Lord healed me when I had cancer. The Lord set me free
right.
when I was in such bondage. They need to know that.
Yes, Lord.
You know, you're actually the best one to tell them. They got confidence in you.
Right.
And if anybody's going to tell them the truth, it's going to be you.
That's right.
Man, I got lied to so much growing up. Whew. Man, oh man, I still have the problem of believing people that I shouldn't believe and falling for things I shouldn't fall for. But here's some, Moses says, you pass that down. You answer that son when he says to you, what is this? That's a pretty good question.
Mm-hmm.
He says, why y'all take communion? You can say, the Lord's body was broke. His
yeah.
blood was shed.
Yeah.
We're doing this in remembrance of His suffering, His sacrifice
yeah.
that He gave Himself for our sins.
Yeah.
You know, they need to know that. They see you putting your offering in the offering place. What is this? That's what I'm saying. Thank you, Lord. God, I got to get out of preaching. It's good here this morning. Somebody's been praying. Yeah, they need to know why you're putting that in there.
Right.
I remember, that's a good memory, back years ago, right down below the Plaza Theater, there was a restaurant down there. And I was in there with my mother, and we was eating. We got done eating. Mama put a dollar on the table. And I wasn't very old. And I said, "Mama, you left your money here on the table." She said, "I know, it's all right." She didn't explain.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the dollar. Mama, you left your dollar here. And everybody turned around. She said, I meant to leave that dollar there. Leave it there. I didn't know about the tip. See what I mean? I didn't know. I'm just sitting looking at that dollar thinking, you forgot your dollar.
Yeah.
But you see, you need to be taught. It needs to be explained so you can understand it. And here he says, when he asks the question, take time and explain it. Verse 15, and it came to pass when Pharaoh would hardly let us go. No, the devil's not going to let you go. Not without a fight. And Israel was no match for Pharaoh. But Pharaoh was no match for the Lord. He said when Pharaoh would hardly let us go, that the Lord slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. Therefore I sacrifice unto the Lord all that openeth the matrix, being males, but all the firstborn of thy children I redeem. And it shall be for a token upon thy hand and for frontlets between thine eyes. For by strength of hand the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt. Verse 17, and it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God let them not through, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines. That was the straightest way.
Yeah.
The shortest way.
Right.
But it wasn't the best way. And God tell you why he didn't do it right here. God led them not through the way of the land of Philistines, although that was near. They could have got in there just like that. He said, for God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt. You see, God's already watching over them.
Yeah.
God's already helping. Might be a little further. We got some visitors probably going to be here today. One of them doesn't live very far away, but they've been driving all the way to Danville, Kentucky to go to church, just trying to find a good Bible church. Let me tell you, I've got two families coming to this church. One of them is Andy Watson, and the other one is Eric Bruton. I believe his last name, right? It's either Bruton or Burton. You know why they're coming? Because this church uses a King James Bible. I got a phone call from a man in Pensacola, Florida, while I had my wife at the doctor that's doing labs on her. And a guy called me from Pensacola, Florida, and he said, are you Brother Eddie Wade? I said, yes, sir, I am. He said, I was listening to your Brother Ed does this live stream, and I'm glad he does. Here's the benefit of it. He was watching the live stream service of Landmark Baptist Church, and he noticed we used the King James Bible. Y'all may not understand. I didn't when I first got saved. I didn't. It was quite a while before somebody got me in a King James Bible, but when I got in it, you'll never take it away from me. You'll never prize it out of my hand. The Bible itself says, cease, my son, to hear instruction, cause you to err, my words of truth. Words of the Lord are pure words. I ain't going to get in all that. But listen, this man called me and said, I've got a friend that lives in your area and he needs to get in a good church. And you got the King James Bible. You're teaching and preaching the King James Bible. I'm going to send him your way. His name was Joshua Ormsby. And I was glad to get that phone call. And then the other one, a guy called me and said, I'm sending my stepson. His name's Andy Patterson. Andy has a wife, three kids. Eric has a wife and three kids. One of them plays a banjo, Brother Danny.
Oh.
Yeah, the daughter of Andy plays a banjo. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. All right. Brian, I was praying for you this morning. You just show up, brother. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to go ahead and stop. Let me see where I was before I do stop. Yeah, we stop here. Yeah, but I've got people coming in the time back there. And let me say, we've got people coming, and I'm excited about people coming, and I see this church, I see it faithful, I see it fruitful, and I thank God for what I see. We'll stop right there.